Yo, what's going on, everybody? It is 1 p.m. here in Chicago, Illinois. That means it's time for another live stream. Today is April. It's May. Today is May 7th, 2021. It is a Friday. Feels like a Friday. I need it to be Friday. Thank goodness it is Friday. Very thankful for that. Got it to the end of the week. Got my afternoon coffee, although this technically is still my morning coffee. Just haven't finished it yet, but there is a little bit left in here, and it's going to have to do to carry me through the rest of the day. But I think that shouldn't be too much of a problem because we've got absolute beautiful weather out. I had beautiful weather for my run this morning. It was a little bit less windier than I thought it was going to be. It wasn't windless, but a little bit less windier than I was expecting, so that's a plus. And just really nice light. And now it looks like we got really blue skies. Temperatures are still a little bit lower than I'd like, but you know, overall, can't complain. Really nice weather here in Chicago. Hopefully things are looking good where you guys are. Everyone listening on the podcast version, hopefully you're doing all right. Hopefully you're having good runs today. And everyone watching on YouTube later after the fact, hopefully it's well into the weekend for you and you guys are relaxing by now. Let's see who we got here in the live stream chat. We've got Philip Bourne saying, good day, everyone. Just wanted to say hi. Didn't run today. Might run tomorrow morning. Skipping the stream and watching a movie with Laura instead. See you all in tomorrow's live stream. Nice. Speaking of movies, I meant to talk about it yesterday because I loved this movie so much. And I don't really watch a lot of movies. But if I do, it's usually kid stuff. And one that my daughter put on the TV, like I think it was two nights ago, maybe three nights ago, at night, she started the movie kind of late. I didn't really know what she was putting on. We ended up staying up late to finish watching the movie because it's so good. Mitchell's versus the Machines. Have you guys seen it? So good. So good. I absolutely love the movie. I like bust out laughing a whole bunch of times. Feel good movie too. And yeah, just really, really enjoyed it. The animation style was very different. I think it's the same company that made Into the Spider-Verse, that movie. That movie I also recently saw, and I thoroughly enjoyed that one as well. So like, man, the animation style is just over the top, like visual overload frequently, but man, it was so good. I really enjoyed that movie. So if you guys are looking for something to watch this weekend, I mean, you don't have to have kids to enjoy that one. That one's really good. I mean, I think it probably helps if you have kids from the adult perspective. I think if you have kids, there's a lot more to relate to there. But I think that otherwise it's great to watch. The baby didn't quite as much love it as much as the rest of the family did. So like the 4-year-old could definitely handle it. It wasn't too scary. It wasn't too much for the 4-year-old, but like, you know, if you got kids that are like a little bit older than that and up, it's going to be a hit. It was a good one. I really enjoyed it. All right. Steve says, evening all. Just saying hi. He's got a double today, and he's off to do hill repeats. Let's see if I can go higher than six. Yeah. See, when I do hill repeats, I just say, I'm going to do this for a while because I always lose count. I can never keep count. I can't keep count on a track, and I can't keep track when I'm doing hills. I just got to go for a while and be like, yeah, this is enough. This is good. All right. Not really. Hank Aaron says, Chicago has the world's greatest skyline and lakefront area. The greatest? I'm not sure if it's the greatest, but it's great. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's rejuvenating for me to be able to run out there. Definitely gives me a nice recharge and a great way for me to start the day, you know. So, all right. JC says, hello, yay, Friday. I will concur with that. I agree. And runtime, he said, anyone else log their Gasparilla virtual run yet? I'm not familiar with what that is. We got Dr. Josh in here. Says, what up, Kofuzi fan? What's going on, Dr. Josh? Hopefully Colorado's still treating you well. I think you're back in Colorado now, aren't you? Yeah, I would think so by now, right? From the meet last week. Terry Furlong says, good evening. And let's see, Chris Yell says, happy Friday all. Got the second Pfizer this morning and starting to feel it. Well worth it, though. Awesome. Good job. Well, let's get the vaccine. We'll get the vaccine bell out for that. It was exciting. I was in the car this morning and they were talking about how, is it Pfizer that's gonna file for their like full FDA authorization? So that's pretty exciting. I feel like that should be a pretty quick process, right? I mean, I guess there's a certain amount of time that they still might need to wait, but I feel like even though those hurdles they should be able to overcome, and they certainly have a big enough sample size, like their N number, you know, it's gotta be like 100 million or something like that. So I feel like it's got to be pretty good sample set that they could draw from. All right. Leisure Shunk says, hi, Kofuzi and everyone. Brett Reed says, yo, happy Friday. What's going on, everybody? Ilya did a birthday run today, feeling better than ever at 24. Well, happy birthday, Ilya. Awesome. Did you run 24 miles today? I think a lot of people are doing that, like running like their age. It's a cool idea. I love it. But then I'm like, oh, I'm going to be turning how old in November? 42. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to run. I guess I could do a marathon that month. Ooh, maybe if I do the Indy Marathon, that could be like my birthday run. Sorry, I adjusted the camera. So if I do Monumental, then I'll be running my age, I guess, in kilometers. I'm not doing 42-mile run. awesome. David Prabhu says, happy Friday, all. And Matthew Stuver says, I agree on the Mitchell movie. Wasn't it good? I very rarely talk about movies, and I very rarely see movies like right when they come out. But I got to tell you, movies coming out directly to streaming, I'm a huge fan of. What I didn't love was paying extra to get like new releases. Like Disney did that a couple of times. I never did that. We did it for Trolls though, so I guess it depends if the girls really want it. So for the Trolls World Tour movie, we did that. But like, yeah, I just, even before the pandemic, I was not a big movie theater goer. It just takes so much time. And but like, yeah, I enjoy watching movies at home. Martha says, Mike, did you ever watch McFarlane USA? One of the best running movies ever. True story. Get the Kleenex ready. You know, I remember we talked about that. We talked about that like when I was still at the in-laws. But I remember it was one of those movies that came out direct to streaming, but you have to pay like extra. I didn't want to pay extra for it basically at the time. So I'll have to go check to see if that's available like on regular streaming or if I still got to pay for it. Maybe I'll check that one out. Gustavo Roman Jr. says, favorite movie to watch prior to a race? Fight Club and or Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. No joke. The Matrix is also in there too. I could watch The Matrix before a race. That's probably it. Ilya Kim says, I lost 20 kilos since 23, and because it was his birthday, he's 24 now. He says, I lost 20 kilos since 23. Made a lot of friends in the running community and couldn't be happier. Well, that's fantastic, Ilya. Great. I mean, 20 kilos, that's a lot of weight to lose in a year. Amazing. Great job. And we're glad to have you here. Rundre says, happy Friday. Awesome. Dr. Josh washes the notebook before a race. That's funny. Yeah. You know, I read the book, The Notebook, a very long time ago. Really, really long time ago. This was way before, like, the movie came out. Not that that matters that much, but, like, it's not like I was like, yeah, I want to, you know, like, I saw a commercial for it, and then I was like, yeah, I want to read the book. The book was decent. You know, I'm not gonna select that book. It was a decent book. The concept is pretty amazing. Carl Wright says, hey, Kofuzi, what's going on, Carl? Carl with a K-H? I don't think I know any Carls with a K-H. Charles Ventura says, so I bought a GoPro. Awesome. Going for my first run with it later today with Kofuzi selfie stick style. Awesome. Very, very cool. You know what's been going on with me lately? Is I've been going out for the run. And there are a lot more people out there lately, and which is great. The weather's getting nicer. People are it's running season here in Chicago for sure. And a lot of people, you know, sometimes people say, I say it usually like wave or nod to the regulars. And there's some people that I see out there every day. I say hi to or say good morning. And then there's been some people that like have been like looking at me and smiling, not saying hi, but smiling. I can't tell if they're like, oh, hi, another runner. Great to see you. Or if it's like, what? That guy's running with the selfie stick? That's ridiculous. I can't tell which one it is. I'm pretty sure it's the second category. But, I mean, I don't know. Who knows? Suan says, hey, everybody, TGIF. TGIF, indeed. Do you guys remember TGIF? It was on ABC. It was like four shows. And the shows, the composition rotated over time. But it was four shows, four half-hour shows on Fridays, and I loved it. I loved it. To me, TGIF was more important than, what did they call it on NBC when it was Friends and Seinfeld? And It was like Thursday something, like must watch something. There was that, but there was also TGIF. TGIF was like before, that came before the Thursday night thing. Like not in terms of the days of the week, but like in terms of like chronologically, like maybe it was like the late 80s. But I looked forward to that. When I was younger, I was probably about my daughter's age when those shows were on. It was just like, it's like Perfect Strangers, Family Matters, like those shows. Then there was that show with all the kids. I forget what show that was. It kind of reminded me of Eight is Enough, but it wasn't Eight is Enough because that show is even older than that. Step by Step, remember that one? That was a good show too. But yeah, I still remember those fondly. Full House was part of that, so yeah. Terry from Hong Kong says, the last movie I saw with my kids is Deadpool. Well, your kids must be a little bit older, Terry. That was a good movie. I enjoy the Marvel movies. I enjoy comics. I was never hugely into comics growing up, but I really enjoy the Marvel movies. They're always fun. Even if I have like no idea who the characters are, I'm like, I'm probably going to enjoy watching this movie. And Martha says, McFarlane became available in the meantime from what some others here reported. Sean Marshall, I think. Okay, so I'll check that out, see if I can watch it over the weekend. Let's see, where did it go? I saw a couple of comments that I wanted to... Oh, Matthew Suber says about Mitchell's versus Machine. I LOL several times, which is kind of rare. Yeah, I was laughing louder at the movie than my kids were. I don't think anyone enjoyed it, that movie, more than I did. But I was like, you know, bursting out laughing. It was really funny. Yeah, Chris. Oh, here's an update on the dead Garmin HRM Duel, because he had the battery died. He replaced the battery. Still not working. He said he sent a pretty nasty tweet to Garmin Fitness, who went back and forth several times in DMs. I'm sending in a new chest out for free. There you go. Hopefully you let people know about that too, because I mean, if you're going to call him out on Twitter, I'm sure you did. Do I follow you on Twitter, Chris? I'm sure I do, but I don't remember seeing that. Yeah, but that's cool. They're making it right, so that's always a good thing. It's always good to see that when companies like take care of their customers, because you know sometimes the products aren't always perfect. And that, I'm okay with that. Sorry, I'm trying to adjust the brightness. There's like clouds going in front of the sun here and there, so it's affecting the lighting. But that's cool. It's cool that they're trying to make it right. Awesome. Not really. Hank Aaron says, there's a really old dude who walks back and forth in the Speedo on the lakefront. He is a regular. The one that does karate? He's not that old. Or are you talking about someone else? There's one dude, he looks like he's a wrestler. Like he's built like a wrestler. And he wears, if they were denim, they would be like never nude shorts. Like they're like, I guess they're not Daisy Dukes, but they're like, he wears pretty short shorts. And he'll go swimming right along the lakefront. And then sometimes after or before he's swimming, he does like karate, like along the lake. And he's a white dude, but with really long, thick dreads. And so I see him out there a lot, although I haven't seen him lately. So I hope he's okay. But like, I've seen him out there before. And then one time the girls and I were taking the bus to school and I saw the dude and I wanted to be like, karate dude. I feel like, I'm not sure that guy's right. So I don't know if that would like set him off or triggered him or something. So I haven't talked to him before. But I don't know if that's the dude you're talking about. But Karate Dude's pretty funny. Levy TV says, one of those was me. Saw you on the lakefront this morning, but by the time I realized it was you, it was too late to say hi. Oh, okay, awesome. All right. Well, hi. How are you? Good to see you. Yeah. I'm the weird dude with the selfie stick running around. So that's how you could tell. Usually what I see a lot of times is people will, like if I'm running, I'll see people, they might make eye contact with me, then they'll look away, you know, like, because you see the people that are running, you know, you kind of acknowledge other people. And then sometimes, then I could see people like spot the selfie stick and then it's like, oh, hey. So then I'm like, okay, you recognize me from, because I got the selfie stick. Like the context all makes sense now, you know, so I get that. sometimes. And Running Merritt says he has the same experience when running with the selfie stick thing. He gets some looks. All right, not really Hank Aaronson. That Thursday night stuff was must-see TV. Must-see Thursday night, because Sergeant says must-see TV. Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. Yeah, but I was more of a TJF guy. That's what I was into. Luis Becerra says, yo, what's going on? Are we talking about the last movie seen in movie theater? Mine was Lego Movie 2. No, we were just talking about movies. I was just talking about Mitchells versus the Machines. I think it's on Netflix. I think it got released direct to streaming, but it was really, really good. But Lego Movie 2 was also really good. We didn't see it in the theater. I don't know. I'm going to say, did we pay extra to see that right when it came out? We might have. Or when did that come out? That was a movie theater release? I don't know. We didn't go to a movie theater to see it. Maybe my kids did. Because I distinctly remember when we saw it. I think we bought it. I remember watching it at home. So I don't know. Runner Dre says, I don't really go to the movies. The last one I saw in theaters was Coco. And I saw it twice, English and Spanish. Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that was available like that. My older daughter, who was, you know, that was a little while ago when that movie came out. She had to leave. She was like, it's too sad. I didn't go. The kids, it was one of those times. I think it came out around like Dia de los Muertos. So we were back in Iowa at that time. And Grandma loved to take the kids to the movies. And they all went. I didn't go. And then I was like, how's the movie? And they said that she had to leave because she was just too sad in the morning. Sad in the beginning. In the beginning of the movie. Yeah. I don't think she hasn't wanted to watch it since. I don't think I've ever seen it. Alexi says, Sonic the Hedgehog was my last movie I saw in theaters. Dude, did you like it? That movie, the one with Jim Carrey in it, that movie was terrible. So bad. But what's his name? The main character in that, one of the main characters in the movie, not Sonic, but the dude, was his name? He was in Westworld as well. His name, is it Marsden? James Marsden? That guy? Like, he's made a career of, like, talking to, like, of co-starring with, like, CGI, right? So, like, he did that movie, Sonic. He was also in the movie Hop. And I wanted to say, like, there was a third movie that he was in where, like, his co-star was, like, a small animated creature in a live-action movie. I'm trying to think of which one it was. But, like, every movie that I see him in, it's, like, it's the same premise. It's, like, the same acting job, just, like, a different side character. I don't know. Mark Wesen says, hey, Mike. What's going on, Mark? And Dr. Josh says, last movie I saw in theaters was Detective Pikachu. Oh, when did that come out? I'm not familiar. There's so many Pokemon movies. I can't keep up. Cyclone Wednesday says, step by step, day by day. Oh, man, that's funny. I still remember that song. It was with Suzanne Somers, right? Wasn't it Suzanne Somers? That was before she did, what was it? The thing that you pressed your knees together. What was that device called? It was sold on TVs. And it was like an exercise thing. I forget what that is. Rick Sutter says, Jim Carrey's an anti-vaxxer. Is he really? He's also Canadian. That's not related, but that's just the other trivia fact that I know about Jim Carrey. I remember Jim Carrey. Do you guys remember Jim Carrey's start on, well, he start like in like for US audiences? He was on In Living Color. Do you guys remember that? He was Fire Marshal Bill. Do you guys remember that character? I'll never forget that character. That character was so funny. That show was funny. I mean, not only did it launch Jim Carrey's career, J-Lo used to be one of the dancers. Do you guys remember any of this stuff? Am I the only one that remembers this stuff? Yeah, I mean, I watched a lot of television. Like, when people talk about, like, you know, kids get too much, like, screen time on, like, their iPad and stuff today, I'm like, I don't know. It's just a different kind of screen. I watched a lot of TV growing up. And because it wasn't like tailored to children, like there was no such thing as like 24 hour like Disney Junior or anything like that, or like kids YouTube, I was probably watching, I was watching stuff that I shouldn't have watched, but not that it was bad, but just like stuff that wasn't, I was watching so much stuff that wasn't made for kids. But I've watched like a lot of weird things, but yeah. Sarah Bell says J-Lo was a fly girl. That's right. That's what they're called, fly girls. I remember that. That was so fun. And Rexar said Rosie Perez was a dance coordinator for In Living Color. Was she really? I had no idea. I didn't know she was connected to that. I still think the best work she ever did was in White Men Can't Jump. When she was like studying to be on Jeopardy, and she was like, I know seven words that start with Q. Oh man. Not really. Hank Aaron says in the Clint Eastwood movie Deadpool, Jim Carrey did a lip sync of a Guns N' Roses song. I didn't know that. That's a weird sentence to read. I feel like I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around that sentence. Suan says, I remember all those shows. Yeah. I mean, those shows are, they bring me back. They definitely bring me back. All right. So you guys remember, it was the, Terry says it's the Thigh Master. Carlos also remembers it. Suan says the Thigh Master. Yeah, that was a show that device. Remember when that took like the nation by storm? Man, I feel like we've come a long way fitness wise. Or maybe we haven't. I don't know. I mean, yeah. People love to make fun of like the whole like what do you call it? Fitspo? Like fitness inspirational Instagram kind of accounts and things like that. People love to make fun of, I guess people love to make fun of the fitness industry. I think a lot of it's well deserved, but I think people like to give it a hard time too. Rob Shigarillo says, have to decide whether I should use the Adios Pro or the Endorphin Pro for a 10K time trial. What would you use? I'd probably go with the Adios Pro just because I like that shoe a lot. A lot better. But if you've got both, I mean, you're not going to make the wrong decision. For a 10K, yeah, I don't think you're going to make the wrong decision. Bob, like looking at your picture here, it looks like you are a much bigger man than I am. So the Endorphin Pro, I feel like, is a really stiff carbon fiber plate, so it might be a little bit better for you. If you don't really feel a huge difference in the carbon, then I would probably go with the Adios Pro, because I think that Lightstrike Pro foam is better at faster speed than the PowerRun PB. But I mean, either one are going to be good choices. And Frank says about Marsden, he was Cyclops. Are you thinking of a Nightcrawler? No, maybe that's what it is, but like, no, there was I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look up his IMDb or something, because I feel like there was a third like kind of kids movie that he was in, or maybe I just there. I think there was a third. There wasn't a third one. I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But he's like the same character in all of these movies, which works for him. And I feel like, you know, they're spaced far enough apart where the kids that would have watched, say, Hop, for example, may or may not be watching Sonic. So it's like a whole, it's like the way that they can keep rebooting Spider-Man every 3 years. It's because you got a whole new group of 5-year-olds to impress every couple of years. So I don't know. I'll have to check on that. Maybe I'm overstating his kid movie career, but I don't know. Oh, Matt, is it? He was in Enchanted with the squirrel. I think that's it. I think that's definitely the one. Yeah, that's the one that was. He was like a Disney prince or something like that, right? Yeah. He's had so many of those types of weird. I mean, that one's a little bit different because it's more like he was a prince from a fairy tale land transported to New York City. So a little bit different, but he's in such a weird career, that guy. And he's not aging. He still looks exactly the same in all of his movies. I feel like the guy doesn't age a day. What's his secret? Maybe he's drinking a lot of collagen. Hey, you okay?
Mm-hmm. We're trying to get everything ready for Mommy.
Okay.
When she comes home from surgery.
That's a good idea. Okay, thanks. Let's see, Will Willing says, Kofos, did you ever use your power numbers in a shoe comparison to see which shoe is most efficient for you? I haven't done that. I'm out of focus. I haven't done that. I think Ben Johnson started doing that for a while, and then I don't think he's kept up with it because he was comparing like relative perceived effort and power number and pace for a variety of different shoes. I haven't done that. I don't know if it's worth. I don't feel like I can run with enough precision to be able to do that. For example, like I'm really bad at if someone's like, you know, go to the track, run an 8 minute mile, rest as long as you want, and then run a 7 minute 45 second mile, rest as long as you want, and now run a 7 minute 30 second mile. Like I wouldn't be able to, they would all end up being exactly the same. And so like, cause I just don't know how to run by feel. And so I feel like if I can't do that, I don't think that I'd be a very good person to do to that kind of testing. I feel like it'd be really hard to do. You know, and I haven't seen like Stride trying to do any of that and trying to make those comparisons either, or even any of the running shoe companies. You know, like that's not data that, like, for example, I could see Saucony doing it, especially since they have basically like, you know, a famous in-house sports scientist, kind of with Jared Ward. You know, he has a lab that can like measure all sorts of different efficiency metrics, and the fact that they haven't done that to say like Power Run PB is the most efficient foam, you know, I don't know like if it's possible to determine. Maybe the sensor is not the right sensor to be using for that, but I don't know. I haven't seen anything like that before. Maddie says, does collagen really prevent skin aging? I don't know. I'm taking some, it's not collagen. It's like a collagen precursor. It's a vegan collagen or like collagen precursors. As a gummy, right now, I've only been taking it a couple of days, so I can't really comment yet. And the reason why I'm going with the chewable gummies is because I think collagen powder drinks are just disgusting. Like there's no good. I think that maybe, you know, like I feel like I need to figure out a better way to use them. Like maybe if I put them in a soup, that would be better. You know. Because then I feel like it would actually probably add like a pleasant like body or thickness or texture to the soup. So maybe that's the thing to do. But like as like a drink, like I don't want to drink that after a run. I don't want to drink that at any point during the day ever. It's just gross. I don't like it. So Salman Rajput says, what should be the average time for a 10K run for a non-professional runner? There's no such thing as that number. I can't answer that question. It depends on age, how long you've been running. You know, so like there's just like a million ways to answer that. That's like saying like, what's a good fuel efficiency for a car? Are we talking about economy cars, solar powered cars, hybrids, trucks, you know, diesel engines, 4-cylinder, 6-cylinder, 8, 12? How hard are they driving? Is this a race course? You know, so like there's just a lot of different ways to like. The answer is depends, and I don't know what the average time would be. Like even if you're like, yeah, we took the time of 1,000 men age 35 to 40. Here's the average time. I wouldn't consider that to be like an average time for a 10K non-professional runner, because is this 10K for people that are couched to 10K? Is this for people that are former Division I collegiate athletes? So there's a lot that could go into that. So, you know, I think there's probably another question that you really want to ask in there that's underneath there. And I think the answer to that is, I think you're doing great. Keep going. But in the Dr. Jess says, you can probably look up age grading times to find relative performances. That's funny. He's like, Dr. Jess, like, there's tables. That's funny. Yeah, Sean Marsh says, are we talking Formula One or pissed off teenager racing? That's funny. And Martha says, it's a good point. I love age grading. Oh, man. You guys are hilarious. You guys are great. And not really. Hank Aaron says 55 is the answer. But yeah, I think it all depends. And Michael says you can add collagen powder to shin ramen. Do you think that would be good? I suppose that wouldn't be bad, because like my biggest problem with collagen powders is it creates like wispy like strands that I think kind of remind me of egg drop soup. And I'm like, oh well, I usually put a raw egg in my shin ramen and just stir it around a little bit. I actually feel like the collagen powder might seem like that. I don't know what the protein content is for shin ramen. I try not to think about the nutritional content for shin ramen, but maybe that's not a bad idea. I might try that. We've been out at the house for a little bit, and it's been driving my daughter crazy. She's like, why don't we have any in the house? And I'm like, I've been going to the grocery store now, and our local grocery store is out. They have noguri, but they don't have any shin ramen, and she doesn't like noguri. I don't know. So I have to order some more on Amazon, and it's coming tonight. She's like, we should have it for dinner today. I was like, okay. Okay. JJ says, might be a strange question, but do your eyes ever get irritated from wearing contacts during an especially long run? No, not during a long run. For whatever reason, I think they stay fine. The only time my contacts bother me during a run is if it's really cold out. If it's really cold out after a while, like, if it's like, you know, your face hurts cold, sometimes my eyes will kind of not freeze shut, but like the eyelashes will start to get like a little bit gummy, from like the heat from my buff, like coming up on the face. And so if like there's frost on the eyelashes, then it comes harder to like open your eyes sometimes. And then much, much deeper into the run, at some point, like it hurts to blink a little bit. So like you're in this weird position where like, I need to blink, but it hurts. So like there's that. But I think that would be uncomfortable contacts or not at that point. That doesn't happen. That happens maybe like once or twice a year. There's like usually like 1 week a year where it's like you got to worry about that for a couple of days. But yeah, but other than that, like I don't have problems with it. But I pretty much take my contacts out like as soon as I put my contacts in, like right before I go for a run. And I usually take them out pretty much right when I get home. Not right away, but like, you know, like right when I shower, like that's when I take them out. I can't wear contacts for that long anymore. I think my eyes don't like them that much anymore. Let's see what else we got here. Antar Roy Chowdhury says, how's the Peg 38? Planning to buy one. I had the Peg 34 before. Well, it's going to feel very different from the Peg 34. It's going to feel... I don't know, hon. Okay. I haven't run in the Peg 38 yet. I don't think it's going to be tremendously different from the Peg 37. It's supposed to be...
This is my little pony!
Okay. It's going to be an upper update, which can change how the midsole feels. And I'm really hoping that they actually change the midsole a little bit, even though they're saying they haven't. I'm hoping they made it a little bit softer. I felt like last year was a bit firm. But yeah, I mean, the Peg 30, I'll talk about the 37. The Peg 37 had that Pegasus feel. It still felt like a Pegasus, but it felt taller and it felt a lot more firm. That's kind of the overall sensation I got, but it still felt very much like a Pegasus. My Peg 38 should be getting here soon. Hopefully I'll get them soon. So we'll see. But if you really like the Peg 34, I think you're going to like the 38. But if you're concerned about it, because it's very different, I think like the 36 was, you know, probably going to feel a lot more closer to your 34 than the 37 or the 38 will. Sean Marshall says, ooh, the 1080 version 10s are on sale at Running Warehouse for $104. Tempting last minute bid for my new long run shoe. That'd be a good one. It looks like a really great long run shoe. I don't know how it, I feel like, I think the stack height is exactly the same between the 10 and the 11, but it just feels to me like such a different shoe. I don't know why. And I'm not loving 11 for some reason. It's good, but I don't know. Maybe there's not the novelty there. I don't know. I'm not sure. Will Wing wants to know what's everyone's most disappointing shoe thus far in 2021. Disappointing? I'm not sure. I mean, I like that question a lot, because like, doesn't mean it's the worst shoe, because you have to have, I think, to have the most disappointment, you have to have had some level of expectation for it, or excitement for it, and anticipation. That's a good question. I'm not sure what's the most disappointing. It's a good question. I'll have to think about that one. And Not Really Hacker wants to know, are the Ultra Rivera any good? People say a lot of good things about it. I don't know that I'm going to try it, because I think I'm just going to wait for the Escalante 3.0. I think the 3.0 is going to be coming out this year. I haven't seen anything about it, but I'm excited to try it because I enjoyed the 2.0. I keep telling people that I tried the 2.5, but I didn't. I tried the 2.0, and I really liked it. So I didn't try the 2.5, but I'm looking for like whatever the latest update is on that. But I've heard only good things about the Rivera. And it's the same foam as the Escalante. It's Ultra Ego, but it's thicker. Which, you know, the Lone Peak 5, I think, went to Ego foam for the first time in that shoe's history. It's set up similar to the Escalante, but thicker. And I really like the Lone Peak a lot. So I have a feeling I'd probably enjoy the Rivera quite a bit. Dr. Dress says, talking about the Pegasus. After the 34, for the models that had air in them, they made the air one pocket along the length of the shoe. The 34 had two compartments. Is that right? I thought the 36 was the first full length. 35 was front and back, and 34 was the last year with just the heel pocket, right? Am I right on that? Is that right? I'm not sure. I don't remember. I think that's how it goes. But yeah, but I remember the 36 as being... I thought that 36 was the first full length. 36 was good. 36 was a good year. Or was it 35 and 36 both had full length? It's already so long ago. I don't remember. All right. Danielle Emberly says, a pair of Puma Velocity Nitro arrived today. Fit is good, but I'm concerned about the amount of thin exposed tongue when laced. I think we'll have to be careful not to over tighten these. Yeah, you know, I don't usually have problems with pressure on top of the foot. I know that's a big deal for some people. But I was fine with it. But I also don't think you really need to strap them down too tight, because that shoe is going to stick on your foot. So like I think it's okay. I think you'd be good. Hopefully you enjoy it. You have to let us know how you like it. Matthew Stuber says, I love my Torin 4s. Probably waiting for 5s. I'm not sure if I'll try the 5 this year. I'll wait to see what you guys think. If you guys like the 5, maybe I'll try it. But I didn't like the 4.5 plush. I couldn't get it to work for me. I don't know. Tom Passmore says, how do you rate the ASICS Metaspeed Sky versus the New Balance RC Elite 2? I'm interested in the most stable, but also most efficient. I haven't tried the New Balance RC Elite 2, so I can't comment on it yet. I think the Metaspeed Sky is a pretty stable shoe for a marathon super shoe. Now, a lot of them, you know, you're squishing the shoes quite a bit because there's just so much foam, and the idea is that you're squishing them a lot. You still squish the FF Turbo midsole foam in the Metaspeed Sky, but I do think that they've done a really good job of keeping it stable and keeping it from getting too squishy. So it gives me a lot of confidence. I think for people that are most concerned about, you know, stability, I feel like the Hyperion Elite 2 is usually the way that I direct people, because it has a really wide base. I also feel like the Carbon X 2 is another one, because again, it's another wide base shoe and it's not super squishy. It's a very different type of ride. So like if your main two shoes you're looking at are the Metaspeed Sky and the RC Elite 2, you might not like the X2 anyway, so it might not be all that relevant. But that shoe I feel like is very stable. I'm hoping to see the RC Elite 2 soon, but I have to wait like everybody else to get it. Dr. Josh says, pretty sure the 35 was the first full length, and it has to be 35. They never updated the midsole even though. That's right, because The 35, the upper was all messed up. Not messed up. It was just very thick, and it was a little bit snug. And then for 36, they fixed the upper, and it was like, oh, this is like a brand new shoe. So yeah, you're right. You're right. I didn't doubt you. I just remembered it different. But yeah, that sounds more correct than my recollection, for sure. All right. And Matthew Stuber says, I mean, and I've heard this from a couple of people. Where'd it go? I just jumped. About the Torin, the 4.5 plush isn't the same. Yeah, Shannon says it like every time I mention that I didn't like the Torin. Where is Shannon? Is she here today? I don't think I saw her. But yeah, I've heard that too. So like maybe I'll give the 5 a try because I like Quantic Foam a lot. And like I love the idea of having more Quantic Foam. The thing is, the Lone Peak gives me kind of like already gives me what I was hoping that like the Torin would have been, in terms of like a similar Escalante like feel, just like a little bit softer and a little bit more cushion. So I feel like, I don't know, where does the Rivera, I mean, if like, I don't know, maybe I need to get all three, like Escalante, Rivera, Torin, like how do they all fit? I feel like that's the progression, like daily, a little bit more cushion, and then max cushion. For the Torin, I think that's how it goes, but I don't know. We'll see. Maybe. Martha says, everyone's excited about the Sky, but with the Edge coming out, shouldn't they wait to see which suits them better? I think that's a very good point. I'm super excited about the Edge because I think that I am, what is it, the Cadence Runner that A6 was talking about? I think that's what I am. I don't think that I'm the Stride Runner that they say that the Sky is like geared towards. Like I'd love to be able to like think about like understand how did they pick which one to do first. I wonder if they think that like, well, like they wanted to sell a lot of units in the US and they think that most US runners are this way. You know, so like, or is it because it had a higher stack height? So like maybe then people would more naturally want to compare it to like the Adios Pro, the Alpha Fly, the Next Percent. And then if they came out with the Edge first, which has a little bit less stack height, would that be like, oh, it's just kind of like a thicker meta racer, which I think isn't a bad comparison, but I think that maybe they were trying to distance themselves from the meta racer. So I'm not sure. Sorry, I just pulled the cable. I'm not sure why they didn't release him at the same time. I feel like that would have been helpful. But I can understand, because then you're getting kind of double buzz, right? You get to be in the news cycle twice, hopefully. But then the Edge is going to be coming up, you know, when I am anticipating some of these other updates are going to be coming as well. So, I don't know. I'm excited. Oh, and this reminds me. Someone asked me earlier about the Magic Speed, I think. Earlier, and I didn't get a chance to respond to it. I forget who mentioned it. I pre-ordered one a while ago on Running Warehouse. I don't know where it is. It's not gone or anything. I just don't know what the status is, and I haven't checked on it in probably about a week. So I don't remember when it's coming. But as soon as Running Warehouse starts shipping, at least the color that I picked, I didn't pick the red one. So like, yeah. So whenever they start shipping that, then I'll get it soon. And I'm looking forward to testing it out because I feel like I could use some speed shoes. I actually don't need them right now. So if they don't come before like June 5th, that'd be fine. Because most of the work that I'm going to be doing now isn't going to be speedy work. Because like, I got the Liberate and I'm like, this is going to be a great track day shoe. But I'm like, I don't really anticipate going to the track anytime soon. But yeah, we'll see. I'm excited for it. But I feel like, maybe they shouldn't have announced it at the same time. Or maybe they shouldn't have like sent it to people to review already, you know? Because then it's like, oh, that shoe? Oh yeah, I forgot. I was excited about that a while ago. And that's why I feel like I think in the running industry, they still have to kind of get better at timing their hype, you know? Like sometimes when I see a shoe review, like some of those like A6, like those light versions, like those reviews all came out early, and then it was like, I don't know, like four, it seemed like 4 or 5 months until you could actually buy them. And I'm like, why did they do that? It already feels like an old shoe, and most people haven't even bought it yet. Like, why? I don't get it. But no one puts me in charge of those things. Nor do I want to be in charge of those things. It's much easier to just sit back and complain. But yeah, I feel like the industry could use a little bit more kind of like, I don't know, I'm not saying that they're not thoughtful, but I think they should experiment more with their timing. I think that would help drive more sales. And Martha says, I agree, ASICs shouldn't have this much time lapse between the Sky and Edge. Do they want people to jump on the Sky and then like the Edge better and have to buy it too? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, I think the other part is like, we still haven't really gotten like a strong, like, let's say, I mean, like, there's got to be at least one pro that's like, the Sky's good, but the Edge is like, that's my shoe, right? Like, why don't they have like a pro that's like, yep, did another track workout or did like fartlek in the Edge today. It really suits my running style. You know, I went to like the lab in Japan and, you know, they had me like put all like the markers on me and they videotaped me and they realized that I'm a cadence runner and this shoe really does XYZ and here's how you can figure out if you're a cadence runner too. Like, I feel like that should be happening. But it's not. Right? Because like it's May 7th now, so hopefully maybe that's in the works. Maybe that's coming out like next week or something, and then when it releases in June. But I just feel like, you know, they're like, all the stuff's coming, and then nothing. Which makes me think, like, were they really going to release it in June? Or was that like, depending on how the Sky does, we'll maybe release the Edge. But we want to talk about these two shoes that we've been at least developing. So that's kind of like the way I think it goes, but I don't know. I don't get that much insight into them sometimes, for the most part, I'd say. Yeah, it's like Will Wing says, how are you really supposed to know which is better for you without trying both shoes? Exactly. Yeah, and like they haven't really told us how a regular person can figure that out, and like how are they gonna, like, if they're not telling. If they're not like pushing out that content now, like how is someone at like Roadrunner Sports supposed to guide you for that? I don't know if they're going to be selling these shoes at Roadrunner Sports or if they're going with a retail-less model for selling these super shoes. I'm not sure. But like, I don't know. Like, if I were a salesperson, I would be like, I don't know how to tell you. I mean, do you have to put the dots on everybody and then chart like over a variety of speeds? How quickly does their stride length increase? I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, and Martha says, it's a good point, Mike, because there are several ASICS pros now who could have already assessed the prototypes. Yeah. There's the Australian guy. I forget his name, but he's in all the photographs. Sarah Hall's been running in it. Beth Potter's been running in it like crazy. She's been posting a lot of Instagram content when she's been running on the track and just running in general with their Metaspeed Sky. Ailish McColgan's been in them, but I also feel like she's running in some, I think she's running in like a new race flat or something. She, you know, she wears like, I think she has like one of every ASICS shoe and she does a pretty good job of mixing them up, at least for Instagram content. Like, she, you know, for a while it was like all MetaRacer, and then after a while, like, I think, well, maybe it's because she was in like a racing more frequently then, but now it just seems like she's going through all the shoes. So yeah, but I mean, I want to hear more, you know, hopefully like that's coming. Frank says, when is or was the cutoff for Olympic shoes? You know, I'm not really sure how that works anymore. Because there was the rule change about prototypes. So, like, yeah, I'm not sure if there's, like, a different, like, World Athletics rule and then, like, a different, like, Olympics rule. I think that there was a cutoff for track spikes. And that's what happened with Brooks. Did you guys see that? The Brooks wasn't able to, like, finish the R&D on their track spike. So they're going to let their pros run in whatever spike they want. Which I think is really, really crazy. And I thought, I was like, okay. They're kind of going with the on approach, on running approach. But there are some people like on Twitter that were like, this is a this is an embarrassment for Brooks. And I'm like, I mean, it's bad. It's not great. But, yeah. But I don't, I think it's got to be, was it 100 days or something like that? I thought it was something along those, like, 90 days, 100 days for, I think it applied to spikes. I'm not sure what the, like, if it's going to, like, how it's going to apply to, like, the marathon. Or, like, the, like, the triathlon's still an Olympic event, right? Like, what shoe can they run in for an Olympic triathlon? I don't know. Adam Steve says, you should be able to crunch the data from your Strava to get the stride versus cadence pretty easily. Ooh, I wish someone would write a Strava add-on for that. To, like, plot your stride length versus your speed. I'm sure that's possible, right? No? Yeah, Dr. Josh says, at some meets, they don't care if you wear a Vaporfly unless you plan on going for a record or qualifying for something. Yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of other athletes that were competing like Dr. Josh did in the Trials of Miles events, where they were like, you know, you could wear a quote-unquote rule-breaking shoe, like a shoe that's too tall for the track, to qualify for the U.S. Olympic trials. I don't follow that rule that closely. It's not relevant to me, but that's my understanding. Well, at least some people, that's what some people were thinking. But if you wanted to, like, satisfy an Olympic standard, you would have to follow those rules. So I think it depends on, like, the nation's Olympic committee as to what qualifies or doesn't qualify to make, like, that country's trials, but to satisfy Olympic requirements. Yeah, and I think for records, for sure. Yeah, Dr. Josh has always got it right. Oh, not really. Hank Aaron says carbon plates are cheating. You know what that reminds me of? I was watching YouTube today, and I've been trying to, like, branch out in terms of my regular YouTube watching, and a video came up, and I think I've seen this guy's videos before, but it really enraged me. Not enraged me, but I got pretty annoyed about it pretty quick. I was gonna write something in the comments, but I was like, I'm not in the mood to start a battle, if I even got noticed. But the guy was, I forget his name, and it's not Nick Bear, but it was a big dude who I think does, like, obstacle course racing, but he's training for a 230 marathon. And the video that I happened to watch was like marathon track speed work training for a 230 marathon or something along those lines. And then he was like, there's lots of takes on carbon plates, right? But this dude's was probably, like, the worst of all possible takes. And he was super bro-y, very much machismo. He was doing it without a shirt on, like one of those kinds of things. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to be running in carbon plates today. I totally think they're cheating, and I don't need it. But, you know, everyone else is doing it, so I'm going to wear them too. I'm going to take that advantage. And I'm like, that's the worst possible take. Like, if you think they're cheating, then don't wear them. Right? And then don't, like, talk about how you don't need them and then say, well, you're going to use them too. Right? So it's like, at least be consistent within the same sentence. But, like, every sentence was a conflict, and I just didn't understand it. And I'll just, like, just say you want to wear the shoe, like, right? Just say, like, I think it's unfortunate, like, that this is the state of the sport. You could say those things, and he kind of mentioned that, but ultimately he came down to, like he really just wanted to wear the shoe. I didn't understand it. But, and so after that, I was like, no, I'm turning this off. But, like, yeah. But I mean, to his credit, he's a big dude and runs way faster than I do. He was doing like 20 400s, two sets of 10 400s, running him at his 5K pace, which he said was going to be about 75 seconds, and they were at altitude. So I'm like, that's a killer workout, right? But either wear the shoes or don't. But don't, like, complain about how they're terrible and then wear them. I was so confused. I just didn't understand. And Martha says, no shirt like Putin. Yeah, maybe. That kind of reminds Have you guys seen the bear? And that there's a dude running for California governor. He brings like a bear to his campaign events. This guy's named Cox, right? Something like that. And everyone's like, you can't bring a wild bear to your campaign events. One, it's like, it's bad for the bear. And number two, it's bad for people. It's dangerous. And he's like, he's got it like, I'm about to lose my camera. He's got his, like, can you just wait 1 second? I'm almost done. Okay, hon? Thank you. So he's got his like camera set up and then like a podium. And then like right next to him is like a bear in like a little like toddler pen kind of thing. Like, I don't know. It was weird. All these things are feels like all the same energy. I don't know. Martha says the guy that you're describing probably whines on this run. Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm making fun of him. But I don't doubt his strength, his speed, endurance, or stamina. He's a better runner than I am for sure. I just think that he's being weirdly defensive about it, or just a weird approach to it. I don't know. Let's see what was Remy was saying. Cool, glad you're branching out with your YouTube watching. Yeah, I mean, gotta see what else is out there. Remy's been putting out some good videos. Have you guys been watching Remy's channel? Remy, I don't know if you're ready for the blast yet, but Remy's been putting together some good stuff. I like bike footage too. So it's good stuff. All right. Let's do this one, and then I gotta get going for a day. Juan Luis Almonte says, "Hi from the Dominican Republic. Suggestion for a 10K: Asics Nusa, Dynablast. That's a word I haven't heard in a while. Kinvara 12. I like good cushion with fast. If you have another suggestion, thanks in advance." I don't have experience in the Nusa, but I think it's pretty similar to the Evo Ride, right? And the Dynablast, I don't have any experience with. For a 10K, I think the Kinvara 12, I didn't run in the 12, but from what I understand of it, it's supposed to be more of a speedier shoe than the Kinvara has been the last couple versions. So I think that could be a really good choice of those. If you like good cushion with fast, I mean, for a 10K, I would, we talked about like things like the Endorphin Pro, the Adios Pro, like the Metaspeed Skies. Those are some other of like the carbon super shoes that we've been talking about today. I think those could be great if it's on the road. But if you're looking for more of like a speed shoe, like based on the ones that you're mentioning, I think that other ones that I might look at, well, first let me answer your question. Of those three, I'd probably pick maybe the Nusa, but probably Kinvara 12. But for as far as other suggestions, I think that I would look at like the Hyperion Tempo, Endorphin Speed, Boston 9. Like those are ones that tend to like popping up, but like those are other ones that I think would be able to get you through a 10K with lots of cushion, but also would still feel like very, very fast shoes to be running in. All right, I think that's a good place to end it for today, guys. Tomorrow's video, I'm not sure what tomorrow's video is going to be like. We may or may not have a video tomorrow, but we will do another live stream, but it's the weekend, so we'll do weekend live stream times. That's 3 p.m. Central time, so 2 hours later than today, weekend time, or like the normal time if you want to think of it that way. So we'll do that tomorrow. I'll see you guys then. In the meantime, be safe out there, everybody. Thanks.